You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here representing Rainforest Yoga. Welcome Teresa Soli, Lynn Minton, and Dennis Egan. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Oh,
Shelley.
Yes, it's all good. But Teresa, let's start with you. Can you give us a quick update on what Rainforest Yoga is currently offering in terms of regular classes, either online or in person?
Yeah, sure. So Rainforest Yoga has a studio downtown in Juneau, although we haven't really offered many classes in person in our studio since March. So we have done our best to shift and evolve like everything and everyone else, essentially around the world. And so we are offering instead a number of virtual classes, and both of our guest teachers today will be offering a workshop and a series virtually online through Zoom. So that's what we're here to chat about.
All right, fantastic. And here with us are the two instructors of these series, Dennis and Lynn, coming to us not from Juneau, but Lynn, let's start with you. Where are you coming to us from? And then how do you and Dennis know each other?
Hi, I'm coming from Bellingham, Washington. I used to live in Anchorage, Alaska, and I met Dennis because the woman that he eventually married, the wonderful Andy, was one of my very first yoga students in Anchorage. And she took yoga from me in the 1980s. And you'll have to ask Dennis when he met Andy and how he came to yoga from that point.
I will do that. So Dennis, where are you coming to us from? And then let's hear your side of the story.
Well, I live in Coloma, California, in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, about an hour east of Sacramento. And it's true, all that Lynn said. I met Andy in about 1985, and I was a very avid runner. I was one of those people that would run 10 miles but never stretch. Mm. And it was catching up with me, and Andy said, Lynn's teaching a yoga workshop for runners. And so I went to the workshop, and Lynn said, at some point, you know, we were doing Uttanasana, the forward, standing forward bend, and I could barely touch my knees. So that was kind of the beginning of my yoga experience. And I felt quite blessed to have found Lynn, because I had a bad back at the time, a structural problem with my spine. And I think some of the other yoga classes that are common today might have destroyed me at that point. I needed something with an Iyengar approach with more attention to detail and not kind of rushing through things so quickly, as seems to be happening more and more with a lot of yoga classes, I've noticed.
There is all kinds of yoga out there, and I'm very interested in hearing about everyone's style. Lynn, how did you get connected with Rainforest Yoga?
I believe it was through Bev Ingram and Steve Wolf. I had been coming to Juneau to teach workshops, weekend workshops, about once a year for many years. I think I started coming to Juneau in the 90s. And so various other yoga teachers sponsored me. And then over time, things changed. People moved or moved on. And eventually, Steve and Beverly, I believe, are the first ones that brought me to Rainforest Yoga.
So, Lynn, staying with you, you do have your own yoga studio, is that correct?
No, I no longer have my own yoga studio. I had a studio in Anchorage for close to 30 years. And then when we moved out of Anchorage, I did not start up another studio. I felt like I wanted to move on to teaching workshops and doing teacher trainings.
Got it. So you're semi-retired.
I would say that, yes.
What kind of yoga do you teach and practice?
My foundation is in Iyengar yoga, which, as Dennis was mentioning, has a strong foundation in alignment and therapeutics. I have influences from other methods of yoga. And generally, nowadays, I feel like I develop most of my inspiration from my own practice and from some workshops that I take from various teachers. During this pandemic, I have been once a month taking a weekend Zoom workshop with one of my teachers in India, Father Jeff Pereira. And that has been a wonderful touchstone for keeping the sanity during these crazy shut-in times.
Mm. And you have this workshop coming up in March, March 5th through the 7th. I believe that's the first weekend. So what can workshop attendees expect in your classes? I do know that some of it is targeted towards lockdown days and kind of staying sane in the pandemic.
Yes. I'm thinking of it as the time of making peace with our COVID staycation. And so the Friday evening will be a practice that's restorative, some breath work. A lot of what I've been researching lately, I don't know if anyone has read the book Breath by James Nestor. It's a fascinating book. But one of the breathing practices that he recommends is also a practice that we have in yoga. In yoga, it's called Brahmari breath, which is essentially a humming sound that you make when you exhale. And scientific studies now, I'm seeing it everywhere now that I've seen it once. I'm seeing it everywhere, and Father Joe has been doing this as well. It increases the level of nitric oxide in your sinus cavities, which is a way of fighting viruses and bacteria in the sinuses. And that's the first line of defense into your lungs. So we'll be doing some breathing practices on Friday night, some restorative poses, some meditation. And then the Saturday and Sunday morning classes will be geared toward more active asana, as well as some restorative and meditation at the end. So one morning we'll focus on forward bends and some shoulder hip work, and the other morning we'll focus on some back bends and shoulder work.
All right, and we'll talk more about how you can sign up for those. Dennis, you're also a guest instructor offering a series of classes on Saturdays through Rainforest Yoga, also via Zoom. And your series is called Yoga and the Five Elements. So what kind of yoga is that, and what are the five elements?
Well, the five elements are really at the root of Eastern philosophy. They stem from the Samkhya system, which was the first school of yoga philosophy to evolve sometime around 500 or 600 BC. And essentially there's five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and space. And the classes are a kind of an eclectic mix of different styles of yoga. We will incorporate some principles of alignment, especially in the first class, which will be the earth element, and the focus of that particular class will be standing poses. Each class will have a different focus. The second class will be water, so we'll be looking at fluidity and the harmonizing of breath and movement. Third class will be fire, and it will be more about abdominal work and building the internal fire. And then of course air for the lungs would be the fourth class. And the final one is more toward meditation and dealing with the throat So that's how we work through the different elements, starting from gross and working to subtle.
Oh, that sounds excellent. So those start this weekend and will be offered Saturday afternoons, 4 to 6 p.m. Teresa, can you walk us through the process of signing up to do classes online or registering for these workshops?
Yeah, certainly. So as was mentioned by both of our guest teachers, frequently we host workshops in person through Rainforest Yoga. And because of our studio closure, we are instead trying to find other ways to kind of bring some of these guest teachers like Lynn, who is, you know, a yoga guru, really. She, it sounds like, was one of Dennis's first teachers, finding ways to still allow these incredible teachers to offer us their wisdom and their practice in Juneau. And so the way that people can sign up for classes right now is by visiting our website. Of course, it's rainforestyoga.org. And Googling Rainforest Yoga, it should be really easy to find as well. Recently, we began using a software or an app called MindBody. And that is the most common and easiest way for people to register is through our website, which links you to MindBody, or you can download the MindBody app. And so all of our workshops and all of our virtual classes can be accessed that way. And then you are sent a Zoom link to your email.
And I have used MindBody myself and have taken yoga classes online, and I can attest that it's pretty simple to do. It's a pretty easy process. And there's a lot on offer right now, and I found all the information about your classes and your schedules on your website. So thanks for sharing that. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners, any one of you, before we say goodbye today?
Oh, I would just like to say I hope everyone is managing the pandemic well and staying healthy and staying calm and finding coping tools that are also very healthy and available to everyone. I'm looking forward to sharing with you all. Thank you, Teresa. Danny, I love you.
I love you too, Lynn.
Thank you, all three of you, for being here today. Yes, something else, Dennis?
Yeah, I just look forward to practicing with people via Zoom. Yes, please stay safe.
Oh, I actually thought of something else that we wanted to announce.
Go ahead.
So Rainforest, Teresa, Rainforest just decided in the last 2 days that the first five people that register for Dennis's class and his series, which begins this Saturday, will receive a free class. So that's just the first five people that register.
Oh, that's a great incentive. Well, everybody has a head start on me. I'm stuck in the studio. All right. Thank you all for being here today. And good luck with the series and the classes, and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, thanks
so much, Shelley. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.